Hi everyone, welcome to our midweek service, and I'm happy that you can join me tonight as we continue our study on the book of Exodus. Salamat muli sa Panginoon. But before we begin, manalangin po muna tayo. Lord, we thank you for the grace you have bestowed upon us to be together, to be embraced by your truth, to be encouraged by your word. And we pray, Lord, that amidst the difficulties that we are in right now, the situation, the circumstances, we pray that you would just be people who are confident, people who are secured, people who are assured that the Lord our God is in control. And we thank you that we can see and we can read and we can study from your word such truth. In fact, right now, Lord, as we study your chosen nation, thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are in control and always in control. As you have been in the past, kapareho pa rin po ngayon. And we pray that you would teach us truths, principles, timeless truths and principles that we can apply into our lives as we live lives, Lord, pleasing to you and glorifying your name. We thank you again. We pray that you teach us as we ponder upon your great, great, amazing word. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, salamat sa pagsamin sa akin. As we continue our study on the book of Exodus, we find ourselves in chapter 15. But before we jump right away into chapter 15, let's review. Ano ba yung nangyari sa chapter 14? And we know what happened. But we need to somehow do a recap and find out truths and find out lessons. May libro akong binabasa, ang tawag po niya ay Red Sea Rules. And in that book, the writer enumerated certain truths that we can find in chapter 14 that we can use in our lives. And let me share with you these things. So kindly open your Bibles to Exodus 14 as we, by way of review, glean summary statements, basic principles, and timeless truths. We find ourselves in verse 1, chapter 14, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp in front of Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea in front of Baal-Ziphon. You shall encamp facing it by the sea." So, what we find is that the sea was before them, Pharaoh's troops are behind them, and the mountains around them, and we saw, diba, na nagtaka sila, natakot sila, they were greatly in fear, diba, they greatly feared, sabi ng talata. And the thing that we need to understand is that was permitted and ordered by God. So anong truth? Ano makikita dito? What Red Sea rules and principles can we find and that we can apply into our lives? Number one, we find that we need to realize that God means for us to be where we're at. Nakita natin sa bansang Israel yon. That God means for you and me to be where we're at right now. Remember, when we were studying the book of Psalm 23, I guess, sabi natin, God's providential love, if there's a better situation that we can be in, God's love would put us there. So nakita natin yun sa Bayang Israel. Look at verse 3. "For Pharaoh will say of the people of Israel, 'They are wandering in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.' And they did so." Friends, if we would only look upon our difficulties, our crisis, we need to understand that that can bring out an opportunity for God to pour out His sufficient grace. That would be an avenue for God to glorify Himself. Diba? Diba kasi sabi natin, God's purpose is to glorify Himself, and He glorifies Himself in and through us. And so what we find here, Red Sea Rule number 2, is that we ought to be more concerned of God's glory than our relief. Diba, minsan we cry out, tulungan niyo po ako, I don't want this, but who knows, God may glorify Himself. God may stretch your faith, and He would be glorified all the more. That is what we find in that situation. Look at verse 5 of chapter 14. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed toward the people. And they said, what is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his army with him, and took 600 chosen chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel while the people of Israel were going out defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them all, Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camp at the sea by Pihahiroth in front of Baal Zephon. What principle can we glean here? Sa ating buhay, we don't have pharaohs, di ba? But we know that we have an enemy. The great tyrant has not forgotten, and he's after us. And we need to be aware of his schemes. Anong principle might not dito? According to the Red Sea rules, we should acknowledge our enemies, or sa ating context, our enemy, our great tyrant, our great enemy, but we ought to be keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. Diba? Yun ang pinapakit sa atin ng Panginoong Diyos. Ito yung lessons na tinuturo ng Panginoong Diyos sa bayang hinira. These are lessons that He is teaching us in this side of the cross. Let's go on with this story. Exodus 14, verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. So their fear set them a praying, and that was a good effect of it. Diba? God brings us into straits that He may bring us to our knees. Anong lesson that we can glean, that we can find, that we can apply to our lives? When things get rough, pray, and then pray some more, and then pray. Verse 13. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. When things get rough, when things get out of control, our control, what should we do? The lesson that God taught Israel, and the lesson that we are learning here, is to stay calm, to be still, and be confident, and wait on the Lord to work. Wait on the Lord to work. Right? I love the lessons that we are learning here. Look at verse 15. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Right? Nothing has changed. Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos, so why are you even bothered by this? So what principle can we glean? What timeless truth can we learn? When unsure, take the next logical step by faith. I say logical step because logical siya kasi galing sa kanilang prophet, sa kanilang leader. And they have seen that this leader has been used mightily by God. So what is the logical thing to do? From the plagues hanggang ngayon, di ba? And that is what we see here. Take steps of faith, beloved. Take steps of faith when things get rough. Look at verse 19 as we continue the narrative. Then the angel of God who was going before the host of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. What can we see? What can we learn? That God's presence is enough. That God's presence is enough. Listen to Isaiah 52 verse 12. And this is, I like this version. And it reads, "For your vanguard is the Lord, and your rear guard is the God of Israel." He got you. He got you covered. He got your back. He is even in front of you, right? Enjoy, embrace the loving, protective presence of the Lord. Look at verse 21 to 22. Exodus 14 pa rin tayo, okay? We're trying to recap what happened. "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground." Wow, dry ground. "The waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left." Sabi ni B.H. Carroll, commenting on this section of Exodus 14, "There came a mighty wind like a wedge and split that sea wide open, clear to its center." Ang totoo yun, diba? Dry ang pinagdaanan nila. So what do we see here? What can we learn? Trust God to deliver you, to rescue you in His own unique way. Not your way. Not my way. Who would have thought that God would rescue them not majestically? Diba? Trust God to deliver you in His own way. To rescue you, to save you in His own unique way. Verse 30 to 31. "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses." We need to learn that our current situation right now, the hard circumstance that we're in, can be faith builders for the future. Diba? Lagi natin sinasabi, ano makakontribute ng mahirap na pangyayari sa buhay mo sa iyong sanctification? How would it contribute to your sanctification? How would it contribute to you being stretched in your faith? The difficult times can be faith builders that we can use for the future. Let's look at verse 31 again as we transition to chapter 15. Sabi ng chapter 14, 31 ng Exodus, Israel saw, nakita nila, sabing ganun, the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and they believed. They believed in the Lord and His servant Moses. Up to this point, anong ginagawa ng Israel? Sabi ng 31, after everything happened, after God saved and after God punished and poured judgment on Egypt, they saw the great power. Before that, they were not walking by faith. They were walking by sight and not by faith, diba? They were so focused on what their eyes can see. Ang daming tumutugis sa kanila, 600 chariots. They see the wilderness. They were at the edge of the wilderness. And then they were commanded to go back. And then there, in front of them is the Red Sea. They were just focused on what they see. Even though the Lord has shown His presence already, He made His presence very evident, very obvious. God made sure that they saw His power. 10 plagues, di ba? His faithfulness. His promise to Abraham, hanggang sa ngayon, He is intent on keeping. Pero, it did not develop conviction in these Jews. Because they had earthly perception. But when they started acting in faith, sa biyaya pa rin ng Panginoong Diyos, di ba? After they were taking steps of faith, or after they were walking in faith, now they saw. They saw the great power of Yahweh. As this leads to our study today, chapter 15, what would you do? After learning these Red Sea rules, after learning these principles, what steps would you take next? You now realize that God means for you to be where you're at. We learned to be more concerned for God's glory than our own relief. We acknowledge that we have an enemy, but we focus our eyes on the Lord and just on Him. And when things get rough, we pray, and then pray some more, and then pray. When it's difficult, we stay calm, and we are confident, and we wait on the Lord to rescue, to work. And when we're not sure, we take the next step by faith. And when things get rough, and even at times when we don't understand, we embrace the truth that He is with us. We acknowledge His enveloping presence. He's before you. He's behind you. Then we learn that we ought to trust God to deliver us, to rescue us, to save us in His own unique way, not ours. And then we should view our current situation as faith builders for the future. Ano next? Chapter 15 tells us to never forget to praise Him. After learning this, after going through all of these, we need to praise Him. We need to sing. And that is what we see in chapter 15, verse 1 to 21. I know it's a long introduction, but we need to transition that way so we would see ano ang ginagawa ng Israel after going through the Red Sea. After the Red Sea experience. After the lessons from the Red Sea. Sabi ni Charles Spurgeon about praising God, wash your face every morning in a bath of praise. Ang sarap na, no? Tagalogin natin. Kada umaga raw ay maghilamos tayo ng pagpuri sa Diyos. Right? I like that word picture. Kasi diba, the first thing we do, diba, for most of us, is to clean up, to wash our face. Wash your face every morning in a bath of praise. So, what we have in chapter 15 is very typical sa history ng Israel and all the other cultures in the ancient Near East. What do I mean by that? Pag merong national, pag merong tribal, or merong familial moment, may achievement, may pangyayaring napakalaki na, of great proportion, there would often be a commemorative song. May kantahan. In fact, pharaohs, kings, monarchs in the ancient times have songwriters. Ang kaibahan lang nila, the songwriters of the pagan monarchs write songs of praise unto themselves, unto the king, unto the pharaoh. But this song that we have before us is different. How different? Let's read Exodus 15. Exodus 15, starting from verse 1. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. And this is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host He cast into the sea, and His chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of Your majesty, You overthrow Your adversaries. You send out Your fury. It consumes them like stubble. At the blast of Your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood up in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in wholeness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. The peoples have heard, they tremble. Pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Now are the chiefs of Edom dismayed. Trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. Because of the greatness of your arm, they are still as a stone. Till your people, O Lord, pass by, till the people pass by whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. For when the horses of Pharaoh, with his chariots and his horsemen, went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Wow. Ang gandang awit. Let's imagine. They already have crossed the Red Sea. What would you do? I was imagining myself kung andun ako. I would probably be shocked. And I'm guessing there was silence at first. Ano ba yung concern nila nung una? Diba yung made-up concern nila? Ang sabi nila kay Moses, wala bang libingan? Is it because that there are no graves in Egypt? That you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Again, sabi natin that that's made-up concern. Kasi Egypt is known to 3/4 of the land is can be a graveyard. Pero come to think of it, friends, hindi pa lang Israel ang kailangan ng grave. It was the Egyptians who needed graves, not Israel. So picture it. Andito tayo sa kabilang side ng sea, and then you see probably dead bodies floating around. There should have been silence, I think. Kasi that's very stunning. We saw the power of God. And we saw the power of God through the surges of the water. And we saw how it had first saved by saving us. We walked on dry ground. It split apart and it had saved by destroying our enemies. Now, the terror was over. Wala nang Egyptians. And these are the cream of the crop of the military of Egypt. Nothing was left but stillness. Quiet. Then somebody, siguro hindi niya makayanan. Moses began shouting and singing a sky-shattering doxology. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. Sabi ng talata, Moses and the rest began to sing. Maybe someone responded with another verse. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. And perhaps someone who was so overwhelmed with how God saved him sang, He is my God and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. This is the first recorded song in Scripture. This is a glorious celebration. Tingnan natin maigi yung awit. Tingnan natin yung structure. I hope you have your Bibles with you. I hope you have your markers perhaps or yung highlighter natin. Tingnan natin. 21 verses. Bilangin nyo nga kung ilang beses na mention ang Lord or God or the pronouns His, Him, and you in 21 verses? Ako binilang ko eh, correct me if I'm wrong, baka mali ang bilang ko. In these 21 verses, the name Lord, God, and the pronouns His, Him, and you were mentioned 51 times. 51 times. And in those times, it's either referring to Him or addressing Him. Telling us that this song is about Him and about what He has done. It's about Him and to Him. Right? And that is what we ought to be singing. Diba? That is what we ought to be singing in our lives, in our churches. We see that this song is a God-centered song. Nakakalungkot lang, marami ngayong mga awitin nakafocus sa akin, nakafocus sa tao. Again, let's have more songs focused on Him and Him. Addressed to Him and referring to Him. Songs that about Him and about what about His mighty deeds, His saving acts. Right? Napansin nyo, hindi natin alam kung anong tono nitong kanta na to. Right? I would be shocked if someone would write something like yung music nitong Exodus 15. But you know what? What we have are the words. Because the words are the most important aspect of a song. Words tell us truths. And these truths help us remember. Songs, godly songs, are portable theology. So, sabi natin ito ay awit. Awit patungkol sa Diyos at tungkol sa Diyos. And if we carefully look at this song, this is about God's glory and God's salvation. This song talks about who God is and what He has done. Right? Tingnan natin yung awit. Look at verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. The song tells us of His attributes. First of all, we see His name, Yahweh. Yahweh is His name. Remember sa chapter 3 ng Exodus, when God revealed Himself to Moses? He revealed His name, His memorial name. His self-existing and self-sufficient name. This is His name. That Yahweh is the Lord. What else can we see in this song pertaining to God and His attribute and character? Look at verse 2 again. We see that this God, this self-existing, this eternal God, this infinite God, this faithful God is a personal God. Look at verse 2. The Lord is my strength, my song. He has become my salvation. Wow. He is a very personal God. And you know what? You can know this same God. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He is the exact representation of the Father. You can know Him. He is a very personal God. And I hope you do. I hope you do know Him. What else do we know about God in this song? Look at verse 2 again. This is my God and I will praise Him. My Father's God and I will exalt Him. We see that God is a covenant-keeping God. Sabi ni Moses, as he was describing God, he said that He was my Father's God. Right? This is God demonstrated His power through His Father and in the generation of His Father. He did so in His generation, telling us that God can demonstrate His power, His glory in the past, and He can do the same up to now. If He is your God, if you know His name, if He is your personal God. Tingnan natin verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. What do we see? That Yahweh, that's His name, who is a very personal God, and you can know Him, who is a faithful God, who keeps His promises, is a warrior. He can defend you. He fights for His people. Nakita natin sa Exodus, di ba? Kung paano niya pinaglaban. In this narrative, we've seen how he was true to his name as a warrior. how he reigned triumphantly over all his enemy, and that is what we see here as he reigned over Pharaoh. Wow, this is a wonderful song indeed. What else does this song talk about God? Look at verse 11. Who is like you, O Lord among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? What does this say about God, our God? We know His name. He's very personal. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's faithful, and He fights for us. There is no one like Him. He's a unique God. Wala nang iba. He is a unique God. There is none like Him. Finally, this song is telling us that God is a loving God. Look at verse 13. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. Wow. So, this song is about God. It's about Him, His characters. But it also tells us of His mighty works, particularly how He saves. Now notice how this song highlights God's sovereign act in salvation. Look at verse 1 again. I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. He is your salvation. He is Israel's salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Verse 4 onwards gives us details of His mighty act, His redemptive act, His act to save. Look at verse 4. Pharaoh's chariots and his host He cast into the sea, and His chosen officers were sunk into the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down to the depths like a stone. Again, the language is so clear. Remember how people were saying, swamp lang naman yan, hindi naman Red Sea yan, hindi naman dagat yan. It's Reed Sea. Swamp lang yan. Or maybe if it's a sea, it happened during low tide. No. The language is very clear. Red Sea. Floods cover them. Depths. Diba? They went down into the depth. Mas napansin natin, His chosen officers. Ito yung cream of the crop. Yung elite na military officers, military people ng Egypt, and they're now in the depths of the sea. Look at verse 6. Your right hand. Again, His mighty hand. Remember His mighty hand. Your right hand, O Lord. O Yahweh, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of Your majesty, You overthrow Your adversaries. You send out Your fury. It consumes them like stubble. At the blast of Your nostrils, the waters piled up. The floods stood up in a heap. The waters just piled up. No, parang in a heap. The deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. That's great poetry right there. That's great word picture. This is judgment in an anthropomorphic description of God. And the wind and, di ba? Paano? Sabi nga ng awit, we are given a picture that it was a blast from His nostrils. Parang He snorted lang, no? Parang suminga lang ganon. Nagkarawal na. That's a wonderful picture. Kasi in chapter 14, it was described for us majestically. Diba? So we wouldn't have any doubts that this was indeed the great power of God. Tingnan natin yung chapter 14 ulit. Sabi sa verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind. All night, strong east wind. Sabi ganun. And made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them, parang padir daw, to the left and to the right. Right? Majestically pictured for us. Ganun ang ginawa ng Panginoon Diyos. He used the strong east wind all night, sabi, para daw i-divide yung water. It was like a wall on the right and on the left. Majestic, glorious. But here, in this wonderful song, parang nag-snort lang ang Panginoon Diyos. It's like parang bumahing lang. It's just mere blowing of nose. Telling us, that's nothing. The majestic scene that you see in chapter 14, that's nothing for God. Nothing is too difficult for God. I like that. Look at verse 9. Chapter 15, verse 9. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Notice the song refers to Pharaoh. Tama? Na itong statements na to ay yung statement, pangungusap ng kanilang kaaway, particularly the Pharaoh. Notice that it was in the first person. I. Right? This is what Pharaoh wants to do. I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide. Right? I will draw my sword. This is Pharaoh wanted to do. In fact, Pharaoh is used to having his way done. I say this, it's done. I say this, it's done. I threaten this, it will be fulfilled. I plan this, it will come at hand. And here, knowing the context of the last plague, di ba? Namatay yung kanyang firstborn son. Pharaoh being devastated, but not devastated enough. He was flaming with anger. He was flaming with pride. In effect, sinasabi niya, I will do this to satisfy my wrath because I am a God. Pero pansin niyo yung verse 10. Pharaoh depended on I. The enemy depended on I. But Moses had you. He had God. Verse 10, you blew with your wind. As opposed to I, Pharaoh, galing na, you blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Again, hindi to swamp. They are covered by the sea. Now we go to verse 11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in wholeness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretch out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength, by your holy abode. Now, what is important here is that in the flow of the book, in the flow of the book of history, this is the first time we read and find something like this. This is the first time in salvation history that God's chesed is telling us that has saved them. Here we see the declaration of God's act to save his people as faithful to his promises to their forefathers. And this is talking about redemption. Hindi ba? This is talking about redemption. Kaya, importante ito. Kasi remember sa Gospels, Jesus claimed that Moses talked about him. Right? Because the Exodus is a type, if you will, or a foreshadowing of Jesus' redemptive act. That is why the Israelites were told when their children asked them, pag nagtanong mga anak nyo, say this, we were slaves to Egypt, but God brought us out with his mighty hand. Jesus did the same thing. But Jesus did not merely save the children of Abraham, and not only from captivity to Pharaoh, he saved men and women from every tongue, every tribe, every nation, from the holy, just wrath of God for their sins, if they would believe. Sabi nga nun, who is like you? Wala ka ng katulad. None like you. We know the answer to that. Who is like you? None. No one. There is no one that can compare to you. Look at verse 13. You have led in your steadfast love, your hesed, the people whom you have redeemed. Napansin natin? Redemption is always because of love. Right? Remember Ruth? The act of redemption is always based on faithful love. That is what we see here. God has loved them with his faithful love. Thus, he has redeemed them. Thus, he has ransomed them. Thus, he has saved them. Again, this is very important in the redemptive history. And this would lead us in the biblical history to the kinsman redeemer. Diba? As I've said kanina, si Ruth. It would lead us to the Goel, the Redeemer. See, Jesus Christ is the ultimate kinsman redeemer. He redeems his own. He redeems those whom he loved. Those whom he foreknew, he loved. Diba? He decided to love. He what? Called and justifies. And what drives the Goel to save is his steadfast love. It's by that love that God saved Israel, and it's by that love that God saved you and me. Don't ever forget that. Let's continue with verse 13. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. Teka lang. We don't here we don't know they don't have Jerusalem yet, they don't have Zion yet, they don't have the temple yet. Wow. To your holy abode. Hindi pa, kaka-cross lang nila. So God is intent in leading them to their proper destination. God's faithfulness, God's hesed. Verse 14, the peoples have heard. Again, telling us this is not an isolated event. This is not something that is only known to Egypt or by Egypt. Even the nearby nations knows this. Even in the geopolitics of the ancient world knows about this majestic event. Sabi nga, the peoples have heard, they tremble. Pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. I like this word picture here. Sabi nga yung has, ano yun? Pangs have seized the inhabitants. It has a picture na parang sinisikmura. Di ba pag ninenervous tayo, when we are scared, when we're nervous, what happens? Di ba? We feel it in our di ba? Stomach. That is what we hear in this verse. This is what happens when your bowels are in an uproar because of fear. Philistia, coastal area, are in fear. Verse 15. Now are the chiefs of Edom dismayed. Trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. People are aware of what happened. That's why they're singing. Ito yung kanta nila. Alam na ng mga tao. Remember when they were entering Jericho? We would see that in Joshua. In Joshua chapter 2, Joshua sent spies, di ba? And Rahab hid them. Anong sinabi ni Rahab? What did Rahab tell the spies? Joshua 2, verse 8. Before the men lay down, she, meaning Rahab, came up to them on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. Kinakanta nila kanina, oh. Exodus 15. And we hear that that is true in Joshua chapter 2. For we have heard, verse 10 of Joshua 2, how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt. Wow. Everyone knows. And they are afraid. Look at verse 16 of Exodus 15 again. Terror and dread fall upon them because of the greatness of your arm. They are still as stone. Tanong ko lang, wala bang kakampi ang Egypt? Did Egypt have allies? Of course they do. But who is coming to their aid? Sabing ganon, terror and dread, verse 16 of chapter 15 of Exodus, terror and dread fall upon them because of the greatness of your arm, they are still as stone. No one is coming. No one is coming to the rescue. Nobody. They are still as stone. Till your people, O Lord, pass by, till the people pass by whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The place, O Lord, you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established, the Lord will reign forever and ever. Again, sabi ko kanina, wala pang Jerusalem, wala pang Zion, wala pang temple, yet Moses sees that. Because he knows God is a faithful God. Verse 19, for when the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. We know this already, di ba? But inulit, perfect little summary of what happened in one verse. Pero hindi natapos yung kantahan kay Moses at nung sa ilan. Verse 20, then Miriam, the prophetess, forth teller, speaking truth. The prophetess, the sister of Aaron, and of course Moses, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, again, another summary statement to end this song. Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Moses and the people, Miriam and the other women, has finished their song, has finished rejoicing. A nation has now been liberated. Slaves now are singing, dancing, clapping, playing their tambourines. Frenzied exhaustion dahil sila ay niligtas ng Panginoong Diyos. Imagine the jubilee. Imagine the rejoicing. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown in the sea. 430 years of slavery. That's a long time. And we complain about waiting for days, weeks, months, ilang years. We complain going through some hardships for days, weeks, months, and some years. Israel went through a crisis. Maybe we need this one as well, the pandemic. Maybe God has put us in this tough situation to allow us to be here, to give us the opportunity to sound forth His praises, even amidst difficulties. Israel has been delivered by Yahweh. They are singing Him praises because He indeed is worthy. But we know that this is short-lived, di ba? This is short-lived. As we know what will happening in the wilderness wanderings. But again, we're going ahead of ourselves. That will be for next week, in the coming weeks. But for now, we should consider how we can live more praise-oriented lives. Kasi hindi tayo man niligtas ng Panginoon Diyos sa Ehipsyo, hindi man tayo niligtas ng Diyos through the Red Sea, imagine, friends, how He has saved you from eternal damnation. We should be singing Him praises. We should be shouting out His fame. I'd like to suggest that praise, kagaya ng sinabi ni Spurgeon, we should wash our face with morning praises, with baths of praises. So every morning, let's find ways to praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Very typical, very simple lang. Pero at times, we struggle with that. Diba? Kasi ang unang-unang ginagawa natin pagising sa umaga, aminin, check yung phone. Baka may nag-like dun sa post. May sumagot ba sa comment ko? Right? Let's be intentional about this. Friends, we ought to be praising God. We ought to be praising God. So get up early in the morning, praise Him. As you are doing your chores, praise Him. Learn to praise God for blessings, both large and small. Alam niyo po, I always pray with the Ask Ministries, yung ating ministry ng prayer, every morning. We do it via Zoom, except Sundays. And before we pray, we sing. Before we pray, we sing. And alam na nila yon. And some of you askers, pag nakikinig kayo, they know that whenever we sing, there are times that I'm doing the dishes when we're singing. O minsan naglalaba ako, minsan nagsasampay ako. As we sing, I just take a moment to thank God for our prayer warriors. I always verbalize that to them. I'm very thankful for them. That's why I love singing with them. During your daily prayer times, instead of rattling off all your problems to the Lord, diba? The parang grocery list, spend a few minutes thanking Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him for everything that He's done. Learn to accentuate the positive and remember that the silver lining is the reality. You are saved by grace through faith in Him. You will not go to hell. I pray na pagkatapos ng pandemic na ito, when we go back congregating, I pray that we would be more vibrant in singing. We concentrate on worshiping. We concentrate on praising God. I can't wait for us to be together and to be singing together. I can't wait. Let us develop the perspective of praise. As we see the nation of Israel safe and dry and alive in the other side of the Red Sea, diba? As they were able to cross, we also see the proud army of Egypt dead in the depths of this body of water. You know, as I was reading this, what I was reminded of? I was reminded of Revelations 18 and 19. If you have, turn your Bibles to Revelation 18. Revelations 18 describes the destruction of the future city of Babylon, the worldwide headquarters of the evil empire of the Antichrist. Prophecy siya sa mangyari dun sa lugar na yon, kung saan nandun yung Antichrist. Look at Revelations 18 verse 10. Alas, alas, you great city, you mighty city, Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come. In 1 hour, the greatest city in the world, will become a smoldering heap of ruins. Paparusahan ng Diyos. And those watching from afar will weep and mourn, throwing dust on their heads, crying, "Alas, alas!" No, they will cry this out. They would be wailing, "Alas, alas! You great city, the mighty city, Babylon." In chapter 19 ng Revelation, nag-shift ng scene. The scene shifts to heaven, where the angels and elders witnessing the same event are exuberant, are rejoicing. Look at verse 19, Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, after you nakita sa Revelation 18, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, crying out, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for His judgments are true and just. For He has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality and has avenged on her the blood of His servants." Once more they cried out, "Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, saying, "Amen, hallelujah." And from the throne came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, small and great." Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns." If you're a believer in Christ, you have reason to praise Him. You have reason to glorify Him. You have reason to sing to Him and for Him. You have been saved from eternal damnation. You have every reason to sing and shout out His fame. Regardless of your situation, kahit anong hirap ng buhay, you will never suffer. You will be with Him in eternity. But if you're not saved, if you do not know Christ, if you have not truly surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd see the dreadful end of those who would not repent of their sins, who would continue to be disobedient, and who would continue to harden their hearts for Christ. If you're being convicted, and I hope you are, I pray that you'd cry out for help. Humingi ka ng saklolo, saklolohan niyo po ako, tulungan niyo po ako. Pray that He'd save you. Beseech Him to save you. Repent of your sins and run to Him. Run to Him in faith. And by His amazing, beautiful grace, He would take away the alas, alas, into hallelujah. To the woe is me to praise the Lord. Friends, we have reasons to rejoice and sing in praise. Will you shout hallelujah? Will you sing praise to Him? Will you magnify His name? Would you glorify Him? That is what we see in Exodus 15. The nation Israel going back and appreciating in humble gratitude what God has done for them. Singing Him praises now. Exalting His name. Again, mga kapatid, I pray that we would be known to be worshippers. Hindi lang Sunday. Those who truly worship God and thank Him for what He has done. I cannot go on without being crushed. Salamat, Lord. Impyerno sana ako eh. But with His grace, I'm saved. I have all the reason to worship Him. I have all the reason to sing. I have all the reason to sing about His amazing love. I pray that you are singing right now. I pray that you would not stop singing. I pray that you would start singing. I pray that you would not stop praising and shouting out His fame. Israel did, but it was short-lived. And that's what we will see next week. Thank you for joining me. Shall we pray? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, will die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Thank you, Lord, for showing us how Israel sang, how Israel praised your name, how Israel sang for you and to you because of what you did for them. And here, Lord, in this side of the cross, in this side of your redemptive act, we look back, Lord, to how we were depraved by default, ugly, dead in our trespasses, going to hell. But God being rich in mercy, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You saved us. Sorry for always complaining. Sorry if our songs revolve around us. We pray that you would just encourage us, Lord, to always appreciate what you've done for us and for us to sing. Sing your praises. Thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and it's like a double-edged sword and it has pierced and cut through our souls, Lord. Thank you for the rebuke of not giving you praise enough. Thank you for the encouragement that we ought to be singing your praise. Salamat marami, Panginoon Diyos. We thank you. We love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week. Have a great night. Bye.